Well, this is incredibly timely because as I'm recording this morning, we're waiting for severe weather here in Tampa Bay. But it doesn't take a disaster for the need for blood to be critical. And that's where we are again. It's Ann Kelly. This is what's good in Tampa Bay. The fact that One Blood is here to help us out. And Susan Forbes, the Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications and Public Relations, is joining me this morning. And Susan, we're waiting for severe weather and the need for blood is around 24/7, 365. But if we're facing a disaster situation, it's even more critical, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's important to remember the critical role that blood donation holds in our community on a daily basis, because the need for blood simply never stops. Every day, patients in local hospitals are depending on blood donors to live. And you know, in an instant, any one of us can find ourselves on the receiving end of a blood transfusion. So it's so critical that the supply is ready and available at all times.
Now, this is a statistic you sent me, and it's really disheartening. 60% of us are eligible to donate. Only 5% do. Why is that?
You know, it's such an easy way to make such a huge impact in your community by being a blood donor, yet not enough people do it. And, you know, there's a number of reasons why people may not donate blood. They may have misconceptions about what it's like to donate blood. They may have a fear of doing it. They may just not have thought about it. There's so many different reasons, you know, why people may not do it. But I have to say that if you're able to do it, you should, because it is such a simple act of donating blood. It's so easy to do. We have a tremendous frontline team. They make it a lot of fun. And it's you're in and out so quickly. And what I've come to learn from people who've never donated before, and when they finally do it, they go, that was so easy. Why haven't I been doing that? And it truly is that simple. And you leave there knowing that you have literally helped give somebody a second chance to live. I mean, that is profound that you have that power running through your veins, and you should share it and help save people's lives.
You really should. Now, if someone has never donated before, let's describe what the experience is like. Take the fear out of it.
Okay, yeah. So you come in. You either go to the Big Red Bus or you come to one of our many donor centers that we have in the communities. And you come in, you're going to, you know, register at the front desk. You're going to answer a series of questions that all blood donors are required to answer per the FDA because they regulate us. So you answer a series of questions. The phlebotomist will take a look at the answers on there to make sure that you're eligible to donate blood. And if you are, then you're going to move on to the screening process. They're going to take your temperature, your pulse, get your hemoglobin level, and make sure that you're all ready to go to donate blood. And then you move on to the donor chair and you donate. And if you're donating whole blood, that whole process probably takes about 15 minutes once you're in the donor chair. And it's not a complicated process at all. It's very simple. And then, you know, we always provide our donors with a nice gift for coming in. And right now we're offering a long sleeve t-shirt that's really cool. And also all donors get a $20 e-gift card. And we've started these new programs where you can come in. The more you come in, the more e-gift cards you're going to earn. So it's just another incentive to, you know, encourage people to continue to come back, because making blood donation a habit is really the key. Coming back each and every time you're eligible, so we don't run into these, you know, situations with the blood supply where it reaches critical levels.
Now, is there a specific type of blood that you're critically low on?
Well, we've put the all call out for all blood types and all blood donors of all blood types, but there is an increased need for O negative and O positive blood, as well as platelet donations.
Now, when you mention platelet donations, that's something I'm not familiar with. Is this a whole different process?
Yes, that's a great question. Platelet donations take a little bit longer than a regular whole blood donation. When you come in and donate whole blood, it's the way that most people are accustomed to thinking about when you donate blood. You donate a pint of blood. It's all the components of your blood. But platelet donation is actually a process where it's an automated procedure where there's a machine there that, you know, your donation is going through. And it's basically just collecting your platelets. And platelets are crucial for helping cancer patients. Many cancer patients receive platelet transfusions because the harsh effects of chemotherapy can require them to need platelet transfusions. So it's so important that is there. Also, trauma patients end up receiving platelet donations as well. So it's it's something that is utilized on a daily basis. And platelets only have a 5-day shelf life. So from the time you donate to the time it's transfused, it's very quick. And that's why that need for platelet donors is constant, as well as for regular blood donation, too. You know, most people don't realize that if you donate today, that donation is going to be tested and processed tonight. And it's going to be on the way to help a patient within 2 to 3 days of you donating. So that's how quick these donations go out the door and on the way to a hospital. And that's why the need to replenish the blood supply is constant.
It is. And this is National Blood Donor Month, so what better time to remind people that they can be a hero and it's going to take you, what, half an hour and you're done?
Right. It doesn't take long at all. Whole blood donation is, like you said, once you're in there, you fill up the questions, you're in the chair. It's about a 15-minute process to donate whole blood. Platelet donations do take longer, up to about an hour to hour and a half to donate platelets. And we encourage you to make an appointment to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is, like you said, it's National Blood Donor Month. It's the start of a new year. It is the perfect time to start making blood donation a habit because it only takes a little bit of your time and you were literally, be giving somebody a second chance to live. And there's really no greater gift than to give somebody their life back. And that is the power that you have by being a blood donor.
Absolutely. If you want to know more, where do we go for information?
Just go to oneblood.org and right there, everything you need to know is on that page. You can type in your zip code. You'll find all the big red bus blood drives near you, all the donor centers near you. You can make an appointment online, and encourage you to come on in and see us. You're desperately needed. This is a urgent appeal to the community to please come in to donate. We service over 250 hospitals throughout Florida and the Southeast, and so the need for blood is very real.
It is. And if someone wants to host a blood drive, what's that process like?
Oh, that's a great question because we encourage more people to continue to host those blood drives. The Big Red Bus can pull up to just about anywhere to have a blood drive. We make it very simple. All you got to do is go online to oneblood.org. Again, it shows host a blood drive. Go in there, fill out the form. It'll come to our team, and somebody will get in touch with you to set up that drive. And we take care of everything. So it's very turnkey when the Big Red Bus shows up. We've got it all under control. We've done it many, many times. So our team, just takes control of it and makes it a very simple process. It's a great way too for organizations to, host something at their business mm-hmm. or organization. It really brings people together, and it's a great way to, host something at your place of business.
Well, Susan, thank you so much. The need for blood is out there right now. Go to oneblood.org, and that will make you what's good in Tampa Bay. Susan Forbes, Senior VP, Corporate Communications and PR for One Blood, joining us this morning. Susan, anything that I haven't asked you you'd like to pass along?
No, I think you covered it all, and we really appreciate you helping get the word out. If you're hearing this, please just head over to oneblood.org and find a location to come in and help save lives.